I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to our weekly jaunt through forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series sharing America's story through fine supporting actors from Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my talented associate, Gary Lycan, with his weekly On the Backlot report. Today we're focusing on a concept, a brainchild, really, known as the Goldwyn Girls. Originally, this chorus line of dancers and models were a music stock company of female extras employed by MGM. A cinematic version of the Radio City Music Hall Rockettes, they originated as the Ziegfeld Girls, the Gold Diggers, and other incarnations in musicals that coincided with the advent of the motion picture talkie. When Sam Goldwyn formed his own production company in 1923, he fortuitously invited his bevy of beauties to join his roster, and he conceptually renamed his background array of talent the Goldwyn Girls. As he went on to develop his own version of the movie musical, Sam signed Eddie Cantor as his star. They went on to make a half a dozen really popular films. Their first collaborative effort was called Whoopee in 1930. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Every time I hear that dear old wedding march, I feel rather glad I have a broken arch. I have heard a lot of married people talk, and I know that marriage is a long, long walk. To most people, weddings mean romance. But I prefer a picnic or a dance. Another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. The choir sings. Here comes the bride, another victim is by her side. He's lost his reason, 'cause it's the season for making whoopee. Down through the countless ages, you'll find it everywhere. Somebody makes good wages, somebody wants her share. She calls them toodles and rolls her eyes. She makes them strudels and bakes them pies. What is it all for? It's so he'll fall for. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone or even write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making a whoopee. He doesn't make much money, $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you'll pay six to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, budge, right into jail. You'd better keep her, you'll find it's cheaper
than making a whoopee.
We want Panther. We want Panther.
Here I am. And now, my dear public, I'm going to sing one of the songs from my last picture, The Kid from Spain. Here goes. I just fell hook, line, and sinker for the sweetest gal in town. I'm all bound up with a brand new love affair. I can't tell which way I'm going, 'cause the world is upside down. I know that I'm gone, the panic is on. She's got lips that taste like wine. I like hers, she likes mine. What a perfect combination, no wonder we're in love. When she sits upon my knee, I take bits, so does she. What a perfect combination, no wonder we're in love. She taught me one thing, love is only what you make it. And I know one thing, she can dish it out and we can take it. We both want a family, I want twins, so does she. What a perfect combination, no wonder we're in love. I like bread, she likes jam. I like eggs and she likes ham. What a perfect combination, no wonder we're in love. Can she cook? Can she sew? She can sew and sew and sew. What a perfect combination, no wonder we're in love. Once she liked crooning, used to go for Rudy Valley. We started spooning, now her radio is in the alley. I'll never rest until she's mine, and when she's mine, I'll never rest. What a perfect combination, no wonder we're in love.
Oh, scattergada, garatten, oh, bitten, oh, bitten, a batten, batten, da, ribbity big, hack-a-dack, rookity, baby.
She taught me one thing, love is only what you make it. And I know one thing, she can dish it out and I can take it. Fragrant as a blushing rose, wish I had Durante's nose. What a perfect combination, no wonder we're in love. Turn me over, I'm all done on this side.
This is Manny Pacheco with you, and today we're standing along the chorus line of the famous Goldwyn Girls. With Samuel Goldwyn at the helm, Eddie Cantor became the highest film comedian during the Great Depression. He joined his beautiful debutantes on Palmy Days in 1931, The Kid from Spain in 1932, and most notably, Roman Scandals in 1933 and Kid Millions in 34. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
I'm on my way, I'm on my way. I'm busy, 'cause I'm on my way. Don't stop me now, I must be on my way.
Where are you going?
Look, I'm gonna do that certain thing. I'm gonna buy a wedding ring.
But Eddie,
I'm gone, but I don't care. Got a brand new love affair. Yes, yes, my honey said yes, yes. I'm glad she said yes, yes. Instead of no, no, Niagara. We're going to Niagara. When we're in Niagara, a rodeo down, we're gonna do things. We're gonna do new things. My honey loves new things. She told me so. Yes, yes. My honey said yes, yes. I'm glad she said yes, yes. Instead of no, no. Yes. My honey, she said yes. I'm glad that she said yes. She's terribly jealous, 'cause I'm one of those fellas who's a gigolo. Swanson, she's jealous of Swanson, and not only Swanson, but Clara Bow. Yes, 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 my honey, she said yes, yes, yes. I'm glad that she said yes, yes.
with Dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chimes bring a happy time for Mandy and me. I was strolling out one evening by the silvery moon. I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune. So I stopped a while to listen. Not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading, something like this: my pretty Mandy. There's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Let the wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy and me. Make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chime bring happy times for Mandy.
We'll continue to explore flicks featuring the wonderful Goldwyn Girls.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me present to you Fifi, the lady who sends a chill right up your spine. Not by taming tigers, not by charming snakes, not by acrobatics. Got you guessing? Well, that's fine. Dig down in your pockets, come up with 2 bits, and I'll let you see a novelty that's bound to be the hit of hits. What does the lady do? I heard somebody say, aha. What does the lady do? Well, kindly step this way. The lady dances. She's not a Venus or Mona Lisa. Make you lead her way, just like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. When the lady dances, the lady's different. And just between us, she's no Pavlova. But when she starts to dance, she'll put you in a trance, just like a female Casanova. When the lady does the lady do that always makes you want to linger, crying for more, 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 just one more encore. The lady dances like a lady never danced before.
Yeah. hasn't any imitators. Imitators stay. That she has a rhythm that's so hard to imitate.
The lady's really, she simply twists you around her finger. Ooh, when the lady's through, what does the lady do?
Forgotten Hollywood is taking a leisurely stroll along memory lane with the Goldwyn Girls. I'm Manny Pacheco. You'd be surprised to know many famous starlets got their start as a Goldwyn Girl, including Lucille Ball, Virginia Bruce, Paulette Goddard, Betty Grable, Virginia Gray, Marjorie Reynolds, Vera Ellen, Virginia Mayo, Ann Southern, and Jane Wyman. With that kind of talent, Goldwyn occasionally let his cutie pie sing a chorus or two. Forgotten Hollywood listens in.
I want to be a minstrel man. I've always been a minstrel fan. I want to dance just like a dandy and sing that song about my sugar candy. I've learned the wildful minstrel ways, so bring me back those minstrel days and let me be your Jim Crow.
The more I read the papers, the less I comprehend the world and all its capers and how it all will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that isn't our affair. We've got something permanent, I mean in the way. It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go.
I didn't invite you here to make love to you, but just to get a little better acquainted, so that sometime when I... My dear, you're not listening to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was listening to the song.
You like his voice?
He sings wonderfully.
They're only made of clay, but our love is here.
Probably some fat youth with buck teeth.
Oh, no, he... doesn't sound like it.
Our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day.
Georgie is good. He has a first-rate voice. If only he's a human being.
Sure he is.
He can only say, I love you, Nancy.
I think he could very well.
I'll have him in tomorrow. And if your hunch works, he's our gondolier. You look so beautiful tonight. Forgive me if I hold your hand and admire you more than I've ever admired any young lady in my whole life.
The Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here, our love is here.
Kenny Baker with a Gershwin classic. Thank you for spending treasured time with Forgotten Hollywood. This is Manny Pacheco. Throughout the 1940s and into the next decade, the Goldwyn girls hit their stride and began appearing in all the films featuring Sam's new find, Danny Kaye. They would share prominent scenes during the music interludes provided by the comic genius in every Goldwyn production from Up in Arms to The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. And they were eye-popping in fabulous Technicolor. Forgotten Hollywood offers vivid audio examples.
You had a gal.
Oh, tell me, mama, what a gal was Mary.
She was your best gal.
Oh, beat me, daddy, what a pal was Mary.
That is, you see, what I mean is you thought she was your best gal.
Sure, the Fairfax, to me, Fairfax, I had a friend.
Oh, Joe, 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 the rock of Gingy brother.
He was my best friend.
Oh, so, 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 the sweetest chocolate mother.
I told my friend about my gal, cause I thought he was my best friend.
She's the Romo to me, Romo, now.
I was a happy man.
Welcome.
Then came the bust up, the bust up, my crust up, the fireworks began.
You lost your gal.
Oh, murder, Jackson, blow those blues for me.
You lost your friend.
Oh, murder, murder in the first degree.
I got a feeling that something will happen.
This won't be the end. No, no, I'll find a new friend. Yes, yes, I'll find a new gal. Ho, ho, this won't be the end of me. Well, zoot, well, boot, well, well, all root with a hemp, a hemp, a hemp, and a step, step, step.
Greetings, Gabe. How you been?
Feeling great. Give me some skin.
Looking sharp.
Sharp as a hawk.
Feeling keen.
Oh, keen as a bee.
No tears for Mary.
Head dry as the prairie.
No wolf for Joe.
Oh, no, no, no.
No beating a gray.
No, nay, nay, nay.
No busted ticker.
Ticker, ticking slicker.
Well, toast me, Melba. Is that the fact?
Beat me, Daddy, and I'll hit you back.
Well, zoot, well, boot, well, well, all root. With a hep, a hep, a hep, and a step, step, step.
Hey, good looking.
What is the cookie?
Feeling groovy.
Groovy as a movie.
Soft and mellow.
Mellow as a cello.
Want to be my chicken?
Nah, I use a clicking.
No kyak, yak.
Solid jack.
Well, ration me some passion. Pitch me some woo.
On the button, glutton. Smackaroo.
Well, grill me lamb chop. Well, all right.
What me, Mama? Cause it's Saturday night.
Well, zoot, well, boot, well, well, all root. With a hep, 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 and step, step, step.
Hola, ¿qué tal, ça? Hola, Emma.
Hola, ¿qué tal, ça? Hola, Emma.
Un jean soufflé au quel fromage?
Un jean soufflé au quel fromage?
Well, zoot, well, boot, well, well, all root with a rep, hep, 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 hey.
coast of Java fell a little piece of lava that grew up to be the island known as Bali. Bali, la, la, ba, la, 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 la. Every native girl of sorta, like the farmer's daughter, oughta.
And for dancing, they are simply off their trolley.
Trolley, la, trolley, la, trolley, la. But they hadn't seen a new step since Methuselah did the two-step on their isolated island. They were way off beat. From jive, they were closeted till a storm deposited on their beach a jive and jack from Lower Basin Street. He went up and got a look in and he said, hey, hey, what's hooking? This here joint is jumping, but with melancholy. Kalila, Kalila, Kalikali, Kalila. So he took their native movements, added in the groove improvements. Now they're really on the trolley down in Bali.
They made him king of the whole darn thing and gave him for his queen the Balinese equivalent of Olivia de Havilland.
A boing boing yak pataka zoo flu. Pataka boing boing yak pataka repeat. Pataka boing boing yak pataka sniff riff. A haka choo choo chattanoogie volley boogie. A waka soing soing a waka slick lick. A waka soing soing a waka half step. A waka soing soing a waka live jive. A haka choo choo chattanoogie volley boogie. Now if you can't dig the chatter with the greatest of these, it really doesn't matter, here's the translation, please.
Taka boing boing.
Hawaka waka soing soing.
Please.
Shoot the lava to me, Java.
Pataka boing boing, yak pataka zoo flu. Pataka boing boing, yak pataka reed reed. Pataka boing boing, yak pataka live jive. Haka choo choo, 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 Chattanooga Valley Boogie.
Yak-pataka and a great big yak-pataka boing boing a great big.
When we return to Forgotten Hollywood, the Goldwyn Girls with memorable cinematic contributions into the 1950s. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked, shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. I'm Manny Pacheco, and you've discovered Forgotten Hollywood on your radio dial. The most loyal friend to the Goldwyn Girls was Vera Ellen. She would often be featured in a solo, but she returned to her sorority when needed. When Vera did step into the spotlight, she was spectacular, as Forgotten Hollywood examines.
Where on earth is Freddy? We've been going steady. We had a date to meet here at 8, and he's 10 minutes late already. Freddy. Freddy.
So in love, I'm so in love. A part of my heart said no, no, no. The other part said let's go. And was I afraid? But I obeyed. The part of my heart that said let's go, I couldn't say no, no, no. Just 1 week ago I made my mind up that I'd never fall again. And then I but so in love. I ought to feel high, but I feel low. And here's what I want to know. Does the one I'm so in love with love me so?
You have a problem?
Mm-hmm. Is your Don Juan gone? Is your Casanova rover? Well, hurry, hurry, hurry. Step inside. Absolutely free if you want to be a bride. Come and gather wisdom's pearls straight from the lips of the Goldwyn girls. Hurry, hurry, hurry. You're just in time. Absolutely free. If you pay a dime.
On a wedding you can plan, 'cause the Northwest Mounted comes to us
when they really wanna get their man.
Have you tried picking petals and seeing what it settles off a daisy? Have you tried mixing juleps with a stroll through the tulips while he's hazy?
Have you tried weeping on his shoulder
during Tristan and Isolde? Have you tried baking him a biscuit, or don't you think you ought to risk it?
Have you tried Wheaties? But there's one sure cure that'll open his eyes. Just flirt with a couple of other guys.
Cleopatra rose on it. We'll bet our Dylan hose on it.
Try
The Goldwyn Girls is our focus on Forgotten Hollywood. The most ambitious use of the chorus line was in the Frank Lesser musical, Guys and Dolls. Sprinkled in choreographed scenes throughout the 1955 picture, Goldwyn got his money's worth from this able group of gorgeous extras. And supporting the Broadway holdover, Vivian Blaine, they emerged as the Hotbox Girls. I don't make this stuff up, believe me. Damon Runyon would have been proud. Thank you for your continued support of Forgotten Hollywood.
He bought me the fur thing 5 winters ago, and the gown the following fall, and the necklace, the bag, the hat, and the shoes. Oh, what generous gifts I recall. Then last night in his apartment, he tried to remove them all. And I said, as I ran down the hall, take back your mink, take back your pearls. What made you think that I was one of those girls? Take back the gown, the shoe, and the hat. I may be down, but I'm not flat as all that. I thought that each expensive gift you'd arrange was a token of your esteem. Now when I think of what you want in exchange, it all seems a horrible dream. Oh, take back your mink from whence it came, and tell them to shorten the sleeves for some other day.
Baby.
Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Manny, thanks for your profile on the dolls, but now it's time to take a look at the guys. You get it? Guys and dolls? And who could be better to take with me into the archives this week than the man who makes us toe the line every week, our own dancing master, Mr. Steve Guzman. Let's focus this week on the classic swashbuckler. He provided something for everyone. Adventure, romance, even a moral compass that audiences of all ages could embrace. Violence, per se, was downplayed. Warner Brothers had Errol Flynn. 20th Century Fox had Tyrone Power. The master showman for the stars was an expert swordsman. His name is Ralph Faulkner. I know, you've never heard of him. He's part of Forgotten Hollywood. He was a coach. He came here to Hollywood in 1922. He first appeared as a guard in The Three Musketeers in 1935, but his big break came in 1937 in The Prisoner of Zenda. He was so good as a swordsman that immediately he was being snapped up for dozens of movies. He was doing so well that he thought, well, my wife has a dancing academy, but let's turn it into a school to teach dancing to actors. And so he did. So the Falcon School opened on Hollywood Boulevard. Cornell Wilde was among them, plus all the others that came along. Now, Steve, I know you have a rapier wit, but put down that sword. Now, when you see a classic movie adventure today, remember the name Ralph Faulkner. He even taught Ken Berry how to sword fight in the television series F Troop. Manny, it's all yours.
Gary has once again stepped from the chorus line to deliver a stellar backlot report. And I need our producer, Steve Guzman, to stop kicking. I'm glad he's not wearing shorts. Now, back away from our bevy of dolls. The idea of using feminine talent is as old as the Folies Bergère, the French revue that originated in the 19th century. Jackie Gleason supplied a version of this tradition during his television variety show, and this most chauvinistic of production strategy lives on in today's community theater and along Broadway. God bless the creative effort known as the Goldwyn Girls. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.